This is Bob Port giving a demonstration of some common vowels. It's helpful to have a script in front of you. There's a one-page sheet describing these vowels with some spellings of the words. But if you don't have it, it may still be useful. So I'm going to read through the vowels in the order in which they're shown on the at the lower half of the sheet. Vowel one is E, as in the English word feed or sleep. Two is I, as in the English word bid or sin. Notice that that vowel frequently in English is a diphthong toward a schwa, as in bid, sin, rather than a pure vowel. Vowel three is the pure vowel e, as in the Scottish pronunciation of a word wait, wait. Normal American pronunciation is wait, which is a diphthong from an e toward vowel one. A also the pure vowel A also occurs as in the New York City pronunciation of a tense A, as in a word like fast, pronounced as fast, fast. That is almost the A sound. Vowel 4 is E, as in bet or send. Notice that that vowel too in English frequently diphthongizes toward a central schwa, as in send or bet, especially if it's long, as in wed. Vowel 5 is an a, as in bat or pass, at least in my own pronunciation. Again, notice that a can be tensed in front of certain consonants and in certain dialects to a higher vowel, as in my own pronunciation of ham. If I say ham, that's not the vowel a, as in 5. Or New York City pronunciation of pass is more like pass. Let's skip 6 to vowel 7. 7 is the vowel A, with the jaw lowest and the mouth widest open, as in father, hot, cot. Between 5 and 7 is another vowel. Let me do the 5, 6, and 7. A, A, A. The A vowel, number 6, occurs in Boston pronunciations of the AR sequence, as in pack and haved, and in Southern English and Black English pronunciation of the I diphthong, as in five. The A vowel 6 also occurs at the beginning of the I diphthong for most Northern speakers of English. So I would say hide. The first vowel in ha, hide, is the broad A, as in number 6. So let me repeat 5, 6, 7. A, A, A. Now let's skip to the vowel A, as in cough, water, caught, at least in my speech. Many speakers of American English from throughout the country neutralize the contrast between A and A and produce instead a vowel number 8, which is in between, so that all of the words under A and A are pronounced with the same vowel, like this. A, father, cough, water, rather than, so that cot and caught both become cot. So the three vowels, 7, 8, 9, would be A, A, and A. Vowel 10 is the vowel A, as in bud or money. This should not be confused with vowel 11, the schwa, which is pronounced with the tongue slightly higher, as in sofa, the second vowel of sofa. That's frequently the vowel used in auxiliary verbs, as in could. Most of us say could when we're speaking carefully with vowel 14, but many pronunciations come out, I could have gone, I could have, with a schwa. So we can now do vowel 7, 10, and 11 in sequence there of rising tongue position. They are ah, that's 7, 10, 11. So let's look at the whole lower series. I'll start with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as in a, 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 And then 5, 10, 9 going across horizontally. A, a. Number 12 is the pure vowel o, as in a Scottish pronunciation of the word boat. The normal American pronunciation is boat, which is a diphthong from approximately an O toward an U, boat. Vowel 13 is the high back-rounded vowel U, as in food, shoe. You should note that in most American pronunciations, we do not have a fully back U. The symbol represents U. We usually say in a word like food, something that isn't nearly as high or back. Vowel 14 is the vowel U, as in roof. In the pronunciation roof, some people say roof, or pudding, pudding. So we can now look at the high back vowels. Let's start with number 11, the schwa. 12 is O, 14 is U, 13 is U. The next vowel, the last one that we'll consider as a standard American English pure vowel, is 15, the frequently called a barred I. The barred I is U. It's like a schwa with the tongue up higher. U, as in the second syllable of wicked. Notice the vowel also occurs in before an L, at least in my own speech. So a word like milk is not really an I, as in milk. It's more of a barred I, as in milk, milk. So now let's review some of the high and centralized vowels here. We have 2 is I, 11 is U, 14 is U, barred I is U. Let's also do the unrounded U, number 16, which is pronounced U. So now we can go straight across the unrounded vowels across the top from left to right are E, U, U. U may sound like a vowel that doesn't occur in English, but it's used not in actual words, but in some pseudo words like ich, ich. Now let's look at 2 rounded front vowels. To make number 17 U, you put your tongue in a position for an E and concentrate on holding it there, and then round your lips to a position similar to an U, and it sounds like this. E. So 17 is U, as in a French word like pur, pur. 18 is a similar effect pronounced with a somewhat lower vowel, a rounded version of number 3, E. So if you round E, you get E, as in the French word boeuf. It can be noted that we've covered here only the pure vowels. I've left out most deliberate diphthongs, except ones that you might not realize are diphthongs. Most diphthongs you'll have to work out by listening carefully and using these symbols.